A little open water on the Yukon Quest Trail is nothing new.
It isn't precedent setting?
That's Yukon Quest Executive Director Marty Story. She's been with the race from the very beginning.
In 84, the first race that we had, the Red Lantern, we had to stop her in Carmax because there was no more snow or ice or anything.
But it took dog teams considerably longer to travel the 1,000-mile trail 30 years ago, so the Red Lantern was likely running later in the season. This year, officials considered moving the start line 100 miles north to Braeburn because of a lack of ice on both the Yukon and Tuckeenee Rivers near Whitehorse. But a cold snap over the last 2 weeks improved conditions. Mushers have plenty of anecdotal evidence for warming temperatures and its impact on their sport. Last year, Hank DeBruin relayed a story about how ice on the Yukon gave way almost directly underneath his team in the middle of the night.
And I was sleeping in my sled bag and I heard a roar sounding like a freight train.
This year, Cody Straith of Fairbanks says warmer temperatures and lacking snow have changed how he's trained his team.
Normally, dogs like to run at colder temperatures, usually like below zero. So we try to run more at night. So they have those nice cool temperatures, which they tend to like more with their big fur coats.
Straith also insulated all the bags that hold all the food he needs for himself and his team with bubble wrap to help keep them frozen. Other mushers added blocks of ice or even snow. Mushers are also packing their drop bags for a wider variety of trail conditions. They've even thrown in some rain gear. National Weather Service climatologist Rick Toman says there will come a day when climate change delivers a serious blow to Alaska's state sport.
At some point in the future, we will reach a point where this starts to affect the ability to have these races. Whether this is in 5 years or 50 years or 100 years is an open question. But eventually it has to.
But Toman isn't quite ready to attribute current warm weather entirely to a changing climate.
Well, I think the way to think about this is a warming climate is kind of the background noise. And that's gradually getting louder over the years and decades. Sometimes it's even louder than it should be, and other times it seems to almost go away.
The race has felt the effects of that noise since the beginning. Alex Olison is the Yukon Quest race manager. His father was also involved with the race back when it started. Olison, now in his mid-30s, says there were years when he was a kid when mushers' drop bags actually did thaw out.
And it was like, that's a very distinctive memory out of my childhood, is like all these food drop bags like dripping with salmon, like blood and juice and everything. And we were like, Dad, we don't want to help them. Sorry. And he's like, yeah, I understand, kid.
He says there's always been a wide variety of weather-dependent contingency plans, but the race organization recently has had to implement them more often. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.